Global Peace and Justice Auckland is organising a protest advocating for the removal of New Zealand troops from Iraq. The protest is linked to the unions who have historically had a long struggle against war and imperialism. I spoke to Nicola Owen, who is the spokesperson for Unite Union, and I spoke to her about everything you need to know about the protest on the 25th of January, as well as the history of workers against foreign wars and throwing shoes at the US Embassy and what that means. So this is Nicola Owen, and I started by asking, what are the aims of the protest?
There are three main calls of the protest. So the first is saying no to war with Iran. Secondly, the Iraqi parliament have called for all foreign troops to be withdrawn. So we're calling for the withdrawal of foreign troops from Iraq, as requested by their parliament. And thirdly, no blood for oil. So it's basically calling on all anti-war and justice campaigners and people who believe that there shouldn't be any more war in the Middle East to come along and, you know, try to be part of that global movement that says we don't want any more wars in the Middle East.
So I guess my next question is, what connection do unions and I guess workers' movements as a whole have to war in the Middle East?
Well, workers' unions have always been really, you know, strong proponents of peace. Most workers understand that when money is being spent on wars and on arms, then the money isn't being spent on the things that ordinary working class people need. It's not being spent then, you know, on schools and hospitals. And war in the Middle East has been massively costly for countries around the globe. And it's our tax money that goes to pay for those things. And also it means the death of workers in the countries where those wars are played out. And, you know, obviously in Iran, you know, in the past week we've seen the tragedies that can occur when, you know, tensions rise with the downing of the aircraft. And those are just ordinary people, you know, going about their business that, you know, end up losing their lives when, you know, global rulers decide that it's time for war. And so that's why it's really important for unions to be involved. And I think most working people understand that.
So can you tell us what the agenda is for the organising meeting on Tuesday?
So it's really just to get the message out. So we're just inviting people to come along. So actually it's Tuesday this coming week, so that this interview will air after that.
Yes, true. But it all happens, so they know.
So we're just calling on anyone that wants to come and help to organise that protest. I think people have been really shocked by the prospect of war with Iran, and really obviously horrified by the deaths that have been caused by the accidental downing of that civilian aircraft. And people know the horrors that war can create. So we're just inviting anyone that wants to get involved with Global Peace and Justice Action to be involved in campaigning against, you know, this prospect of war, to get involved. So we're having organising meetings up to the day of the protest, which is Saturday the 25th of January at 2 o'clock, marching from Aotea Square down to the US consulate. And then we're also going to be calling a bigger organising meeting on the 7th of February, that's Wednesday the 7th of February, up at the Trades Hall on Great North Road. And that's going to be an opportunity for all of those peace campaigners and justice activists, people from churches and trade unions and different communities, to come together to work out what we need to do in New Zealand to keep up that fight for peace. Seems silly, doesn't it, to say fight for peace, but that's what it is. It's always a political debate. It's always something that we have to keep campaigning for, and that's why Global Peace and Justice was originally launched. And we're really keen to get it moving again in the new year, to make sure that we have a strong voice when it comes to letting our government know that we really don't want to be supporting Donald Trump's wars.
So I guess you've already touched on this, but why is it important for New Zealand to stand up for this issue?
I think it's important right across the world that world leaders know that ordinary people don't support war. So I think, you know, wherever you are in the world, we'd like to see people protesting, and it's been great to see across the world those protests have been happening already. So that's you know, just a part of international solidarity, I suppose, that ordinary people stand up and say, you know, we don't support war. But I think it's particularly important in New Zealand because we do still have troops in Iraq. And yes. As I said, the Iraqi parliament have called for all foreign troops to be withdrawn. They're supposed to be coming home this year already, so there doesn't seem to be any reason why they shouldn't come back now. When the U.S. starts these wars, the same as they did with Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, last decade, then they always look around the world to see who can they get to support them. And so it's really important that people in countries like New Zealand remind our leaders, remind our parliament that we don't support those wars. We don't think that we should be sending, you know, young people from here to go and face, you know, dangers out in the Middle East for a war that we shouldn't be involved in. And so that's why it's particularly important that we stand up in New Zealand.
So do you think the protest will reach the same scale as the 2003 protest for the Iraq War? Do you think it'll be as big as that around the world?
I don't think this protest on the 25th will be.
Oh, well, no. For the current situation in Iran and Iraq, do you think the protests around the world will reach the same? Of course, I would hope in New Zealand it would be the bigger, but no.
I think, like, at the moment, it feels like the US is, you know, kind of making noises that it's not really keen to, you know, to go ahead with all on war at the moment. So it feels like the immediate massive risk has been reduced a bit. Mm. And interestingly, in Iran, that there's lots of protests against the government at the moment. Mm. So it's, you know, it's hard to know exactly how that'll play out. I think if the threat of war becomes more significant, you know, and particularly if Donald Trump starts, you know, trying to raise that specter of war with Iran again on a serious basis, and I think the protests will be really big. I was involved before the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. I was involved in the European anti-war movement, and we saw some really enormous protests there. You know, a million people on the streets of London, hundreds of thousands up in Scotland, you know, millions in Italy. And so if the prospect of war is raised again, then I have no doubt that the protests will be enormous. And I think particularly because of there's already a massive amount of global discontent with what Donald Trump is doing, then I think that will really bring people out onto the streets. So, yeah, I think if there's serious threat of war, then those protests will be big again.
And it's workers, isn't it? It's workers protesting. Which is really good, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it.
A lot of it, everyone.
I think it's really great when people get organised, you know, and a workplace trade union is a really good place to get organised with like-minded people and to recognise that a union is not just about your own pay and conditions, but also can play a part in, you know, changing the world for the better. Yeah, you know, the unions are quite heavily involved in things like the climate protests. And it's really important, you know, ordinary workers are affected by, you know, climate change. You know, we see in Australia what's going on, and the unions can play a really important role in helping to organise people. It's a really great place for people to get together.
Mm. So lastly, if any listeners would like to attend the protest, what do they need to know?
Oh, they just need to come along. They're more than welcome. It's a totally peaceful protest. It's aimed to, you know, it's family friendly. So it's at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th of January. We're going to start off in Aotea Square, have a rally there, and then make our way down to the U.S. consulate down on Custom Street. It's quite traditional in New Zealand that we bring old shoes to throw at the U.S. consulate.
Oh, I see.
That's an old hangover from previous wars in the Middle East. It's a sign of a disrespect to show the sole of your shoe. So we usually chuck shoes at the U.S. consulate. And people are welcome to bring their own placards saying what they think about it. So, you know, be as inventive as you like. You know, make up your own T-shirts, make up your own placards, bring your friends and family. And if people, you know, from different communities are interested in speaking, then they're most welcome to get in touch with us. And, you know, we're hoping to have speakers from a range of different you know, community organizations, from, you know, people who are from the Middle East communities, people from trade unions, political parties, and from religious groups. So we're looking forward to lots of people, you know, saying their piece. So, it'd be really good to get as many people down there as possible and just make it, you know, a celebration of peace, really.